Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this lecture we'll discuss the writer Richard Hogarth. H-O-G-G-A-R-T, Hogarth. The dates of Richard Hogarth are from 1918 to 2014. Now he was an English teacher or English academic, but his area of specialization was, along with English literature, it was also sociology as well as cultural studies. And especially in the field of cultural studies, he is considered as a pioneering figure. Not just a prominent figure, but a pioneer in the field of cultural studies. In particular, in the 1960s in Great Britain. And he is particularly famous for one book called The Uses of Literacy. The Uses of Literacy, which came out in 1957. Ye yaad rakhna. And then along with this, he is famous for his contribution in the Center for Contemporary Cultural Studies at the University of Birmingham. And he, along with Stuart Hall, were the co-founders. Co-founders of this center. In the year 1968. Now, uske baad baat karte hain is kitab ke baare mein, The Uses of Literacy. See, what is this book about? In this book, Richard Hogarth examines the influence of mass media in the United Kingdom. And in the field of cultural studies, this book is considered to be very important. Along with this, in the field of media studies also, this book is considered important. The Uses of Literacy. Now, kis cheez ke baare mein hai ye? See, in this book, Richard Hogarth attempts to understand the changes in culture in Britain caused by massification. Massification. M-A-S-S-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. Massification. Now, what is the meaning of massification? I'll explain in a minute. Usse pehle aap samajh lo that this book has been described as marking a watershed in public perception of culture and class and shifted academic parameters. Ye bahut famous phrase hai. A watershed in public perception of culture, class and shifted academic parameters. And in this work, the argument which Richard Hogarth gives is that the mass publicists are moving towards the creation of a mass culture. And also that whatever remains in part of an urban culture of people is being destroyed. So in some ways, just think about it, that culture itself is being standardized. Now, instead of having many local cultures or individual cultures or community-based cultures, everything is being replaced by one single standardized culture. Along with this, Hogarth also looks at things like pulp fiction. Pulp fiction aapne padha hoga. Then popular magazines and newspapers as well as movies, and finds that in all of these, ek tarike ka drift ho raha hai. Drift. He also documents the breakup of old class culture. And everything is being replaced by an emerging manufactured mass culture. That is why he uses this term massification. Aur wo kaise ho raha hai? One is the triumph of Bollywood films, the globalization of Bollywood films, advertising, newspapers. All of these things have somehow overtaken the entire local communities and robbed them or changed their distinctive character into something standardized, into one single character of everything. But keep in mind that the criticism that Richard Hogarth is giving is not of popular culture but mass culture. So in dono mein difference kya? What is the difference between popular culture and mass culture? See, mass culture is of course the culture of the masses, but something which is imposed from above. Thopa hua hai kuch. Popular culture just represents all the different cultures that may be being followed amongst local communities. But that is not something that was imposed from above. Mass culture is imposed from above. Popular culture is self-created. And yes, as culture behaves anywhere, that culture itself is an evolving phenomena. But popular culture evolves based on the requirements of local communities, step by step and slowly. But mass culture is imposed from above. So that is the issue that Richard Hogarth highlights in this book, The Uses of Literacy. So as a quick recap, just remember that in this book, Richard Hogarth examines the changes in the life and the values of English working class in response to mass media. Now some people will call this a kind of semi-autobiography. But keep in mind that, yes, in some ways it is a personal memoir or a personal autobiography, but not limited to a personal autobiography. Along with being a personal memoir or a personal autobiography, it is also a kind of social history and a cultural critique. This book, The Uses of Literacy. So the overall attempt of the mass media is to create a kind of undifferentiated mass culture. Common, undifferentiated, standardized mass culture. So, as a quick recap, just remember that Richard Hogarth is considered as a pioneer in the field of cultural studies. एंड ही इज पर्टिकुलरली फेमस फॉर द बुक द यूजेस ऑफ लिटरेसी. ठीक है, इन दिस बुक ही एग्जामिन्स वर्किंग क्लास कल्चर एंड मैस मीडिया. आफ्टर दैट अलॉन्ग विद स्टुअर्ट हॉल ही को फाउंडेड द सेंटर फॉर कंटेम्प्रेरी कल्चरल स्टडीज एट द यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ बर्मिंगहैम. ठीक है, ये बहुत ही इंपॉर्टेंट इंस्टीट्यूशन था इन द डेवलपमेंट ऑफ कल्चरल स्टडीज. एंड विद रिस्पेक्ट टू द मेथडोलॉजी दैट ही अडॉप्टेड इन कल्चरल स्टडीज, ही अडॉप्टेड एंड ही एडवोकेटेड अ इंटरडिसिप्लिनरी अप्रोच. ठीक है, इंटरडिसिप्लिनरी अप्रोच एंड एथनोग्राफिक रिसर्च इन द फील्ड ऑफ कल्चरल स्टडीज. ठीक है, एंड एज वी ऑल नो दैट कल्चरल स्टडीज इट सेल्फ इज अ इंटरडिसिप्लिनरी एंड ऑल्सो अ पोस्ट डिसिप्लिनरी फील्ड ऑफ स्टडी. ठीक है.